We're almost there, just up and around these. Because okay. I think that stream is just on the other side of this.
Earlier this month, I went for a hike up on McClure Pass, about a half-hour drive north of Paonia. I was led by Darcy Rose and Josh Altenburn, two locals who were out here hunting with me. Our prey isn't fast, but they're small. We're looking for mushrooms.
Oh, you found some? I was just going to point out these polypores.
These ones are like a delicacy awesome. In Asia.
See, it looks like an ear.
Oh, it totally does.
Isn't that funny?
And yeah, you can squeeze it and
touch give it a little
it if you
squeeze.
Want to hold your mic.
Oh, it's like fleshy too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, it's like a little morsel.
This isn't their first hunt of the season. This wet spring in Colorado has been good news for mushroom foragers.
Yeah, I didn't have my glasses on, and like I saw yellow morel, and so I get on my knees and I like see a bunch, and I'm like, there was another mushroom hunter there, so I was just trying to be quiet and pick them. And then when I got home and started counting them, I'm like, wow, did I really pick? I think I picked like 130 in one little area, like a 20-foot area where there was just nothing. So the year before, it was very insane.
So we're out here in the woods looking for morels. Unfortunately, we didn't find any that afternoon.
I don't know if this is poop, but it might be this green.
No, it's poop.
Okay, just kidding. There's this weird green jelly fungus.
Still, all those morels they found. It's remarkable. It left them wondering.
The question I had is this rain here to stay, or is this just a lucky wet year we're having?
I brought their question to Rob Reinsvold. He's a biologist and a professor at Northern Colorado University.
So the question, Darcy and Josh, I think that you are posing is this something on a long-term trend? And it's hard to say right now. The conditions that lead to the mushrooms coming up is both the combination of the right moisture and the right temperature, as well as the right soil conditions, all happening at the same time. And there's a lot of people that I've heard from that this is the first year they've seen their first morel ever.
He says that mushrooms are like animals. Some species are more hardy than others. As the climate changes, some may not survive in parts of Colorado, but others may be just fine.
Every fungus has its tolerance range, and some of them, if it gets too hot, the soil gets too hot, they might be driven out. And I don't think the morels will be one of those that will be driven out, because they often are found in soils after burn areas, and those soils, those dark soils, typically just absorb more heat, and so they're hotter to begin with. So I don't think our morels are going to be the ones that are going to be affected, but we could see other ones that could be.
He also points out that the mushrooms we see are just the reproductive part. The real body is in the tiny fibers underground.
If we get conditions in which they're not fruiting as much, they still might be growing under the soil. And they might be growing for a long time. These fungi can often live thousands of years under the soil. Some of them might only live one season, too.
Yes, he said thousands of years. There's a documented fungi covering several square miles, going back 5,000 to 10,000 years. These things are hardy. Even as the climate changes, fungi and mushrooms will be around, and hopefully a lot more morels. If you've got questions about what you've seen outside, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.